Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Lamed, mitzvah 130. It is another milestone, Baruch Hashem. It's the last mitzvah in Parshas Vayikra, as we finish up the first parsha in this important sefer. So says the Chinuch, mitzvah Hashavas Gezel, Shinis Tavidu L'Hashavas Zagzela Ba'en. So we mentioned this is the fourth mitzvah here in this section related to a carbon asham. One of the averis that we bring a carbon asham for is if I deny having somebody's property, I have their, I found their object, I'm watching their object, I borrowed money from them and I deny it, in any of those situations. So if somebody swears about it and they are proven and they realize afterwards and they admit to it, so they have to bring a carbon asham. But besides that, they have to return the lost item. So here's where the mitzvah is. Of a heshev is akzela shagazal, returning stolen property is right here in this context. It doesn't only mean, by the way, if you stole it, even if somebody else stole it and you see it, right? If you, I was just talking to one of the other rabbeim, if you happen to see a shopping cart that belongs to a store that's totally obviously was taken by somebody else and you see it, maybe you could get the mitzvah of a heshev is akzela shagazal by bringing it back. How many chances do you don't have to steal in order to do the mitzvah of returning stolen items? It's an example of doing the mitzvah. We don't have to violate the yisur. But anyway, that's the yisur. Klomar shema davar mamish shagazal hu etzlo. If the item that you stole is with you, v'lo nishtane birshuso, and has not changed while in the rishus, which we'll talk more about as in a minute, shechayiv lahashivo el hanigzal, one is chayiv to return it to the nigzal, to the one who you stole from, kemo shehu, as it is. Velo sheikechenu laatzmo v'itin davav lenigzal. You know what? I really like this. I'm going to keep it. I'll pay him for it. I'll even give him a good price. Not allowed to do that. You have to return the lost item. If the lost item isn't there anymore, obviously you have to give money. That's tashlumen. But if the item is there, you have to return the lost item. There are three or four major shasugyas that come up with this mitzvah. We'll touch on a number of them. Obviously, we're not going to go through all of them at length, but touch on a number of them. The first one is right here. We could talk about the chumrah, the unique quality of the isser of geneva or gezeila. The Sheoltos writes in Sheolta Dalid. What is this in Sheolta Dalid for? Sheolta Dalid is in Parshas, remember the Sheoltos, Rav HaKoygon, goes al Seder HaParsha. Sheolta Dalid is Parshas Noach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the final nail in the coffin of the Dor HaMabel was Gezel, was stealing. They did all the Averis. But Gezel, there's something unique about Gezel. Bo re'e kama kashik, kocho shel chamas, shlosha ein apargo nino befneim. Because Rav Sheoltos quotes all the chazals about the seriousness of Gezel. Kol gozel es chaveru shav epruta ki'ilu ma'alal avakasav ki'ilu notel nishmaso mimenu. If you take his money, it's as if you took his life. There is a daya in the Shita Mukubetzas and Ksubis. We might have mentioned this before, that there are the big four, not just the big three. We know the big three, Gili Arai, Shvichas, Dam, Avodah Zarah, murder, idolatry, and incest. But according to a daya, at least in the Shita Mukubetzas and Ksubis, Daf Yates, there's the big four, Gezel as well. Where do they get this from? There's a Gemara in Bava Kama. Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samach. The Gemara says, are you allowed to save your life with somebody else's money? This is known in the secular ethics as Heinz Dilemma. Are you allowed to break into the pharmacy to steal medicine in order to save your life? And if you don't get the medicine, the person's going to die. So that's an ethic. You're stealing, but you're going to pay back, but you're breaking the law. That's a sugya in Bava Kama Daf Samach, and the Gemara says, Osir lahatzal asav b'mamon chaveiro. You can't do that. Ask all the Rishonim, what are you talking about? It's not one of the big three. It says Gezel. So it says Tosis, Osir just means, after you do it, you have to pay back. But obviously, you're allowed to do it. That's Tosis right there. But Pashtus of Rashi there, he interprets the Gemara as, are you allowed to do it in the first place? What do you mean, are you allowed to do it in the first place? Maybe Rashi is going in the again, there's a question in the Achronim, but maybe Rashi is holding like that other daya in the Shita Mukubetzas. But again, that's amazing. If it's in the family of the big three and the big four, so then that would be very serious. But anyway, that is a big issue of that, the seriousness of Geneva. There is a separate issue that has come up already. We discussed this back in the Aseres HaDibros, a little bit. That was kidnapping, but a little bit related. And that is the relationship between Geneva and Gezela. There are many, many rayas. I'll just mention maybe two. as to Reb Chaim's Chiddush, that Geneva is about the focus of Geneva, which we usually understand. What's the difference between Geneva and Gezeila? The Gemara Baba Kama says, Geneva is where I do it at night and nobody sees me and I do it in stealth. And Gezeila is I go to you in broad daylight and I say, give me your money. Right? So that's usually the difference between Geneva and Gezeila. But it doesn't seem to, it's not so simple, because let's say there's an armed robber. What's called Lista Mizuyim. Is that Geneva or Gezeila? You can't see his face, but he's doing it in the broad daylight. So that's a machlokas, whether that's Geneva or Gzela. Sometimes you have to dig beneath the surface to know exactly what the difference is between the two. But Reb Chaim, with many rayas, writes, quoted by many achronim, that Geneva is about the Maisa. The focus is the Maisa Geneva. Gzela is about the Hefsid Mamon. It's about the loss of money that was caused. What are some of his rayas? And I think, I didn't see it related, but just today's mitzvah, I think, fits perfectly into it. And that is, are you allowed to steal for fun? Let's say your friend goes to the bathroom, so you take his pen. You know when he's going to come back, he's going to look all over for it, he's going to see where it drops. This. Are you allowed to do that? It's called Goniva Manaslo Mekat. You're going to give it back in 5 minutes. The Gemara seems to say, it's Usser. The Gemara, the beginning of the fifth parak of Bamitziah, it's Usser. And the Rambam feels the need to even put that into Sefer HaMitzvos. He doesn't just write it in Mishnah Torah, but in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he's defining what the Isser is a mitzvah is about, he says, Goniva Manaslo Mekat, stealing for fun, is Usser. If you look in Gezela, the Rambam does not mention it. And the Gemara does not mention it. As if to say, you're allowed to be Gozel for fun, but you're not allowed to be Goni for fun. Why? Maybe because Geneva is about the Maisa Geneva. So it doesn't matter if you can give it back in 5 minutes. You can't do this. Act is abhorrent. Mashiachim, when it comes to Gezela, is about the Hefsid Mamon. So therefore, if you can give it back in 5 minutes, maybe it's not Usser. Right? That's one Raya. Many other Rayas to this issue, again, which we're not going to go into right now. But one that I haven't mentioned before, whenever I've discussed this, is today's mitzvah. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa. What's today's mitzvah? The Heshev es ha-gezela asher gazal. What about Geneva? Nowhere in the Torah does it say the Heshev es ha-geneva asher ganav. Gezela is the mitzvah. If you look at the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Gezela, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to return gezel. You look at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, there's no mitzvah. Obviously, you have to return it, but why do you have to return it? Maybe there are two different reasons why you have to return it. By Geneva, the reason you have to return it is because it's not yours. You can't hold on to something that's not yours, so you got to give it back. There's no separate mitzvah d'oraisa that's forcing you to give it back. It's because it's not yours. By Gezela, there's a different halachic pressure on you. There's a mitzvah. Why? Because Gezela is all about hefs and mamon. You caused the guy a loss. The way you fix that mitzvah, that aveira, is that you give it back. You mashlin the loss. So maybe that beautifully that fits into Reb Chaim, why there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Hashavas Gezel and no mitzvah d'oraisa independently of Hashavas Geneva. So that's a possibility, but that's the first Shas Sugi we talk about, the uniqueness, the seriousness of a Geneva and Gezela, and the difference between Geneva and Gezela. Okay, we continue. That is the beginning, first lines of the Chinuch. Shenemar, Heshev es ha-gezela asher gazal, v'yamrin b'baba kama perka gozal basra, Tana Rabbanav, Heshev ha-gezela asher gazal, matam alomar asher gazal, yachzir ke'ein shegazal. Return what you stole, as you stole. But, now we have the next Shas Sugya, v'im nishtanis ha-gezela b'rishuso shel gozal. Let's say something happened, something changed in the item. Let's say I stole flour and I baked a bread with the flour. Let's say I stole a chair and I cut it up and I made it into some other type of kli. I totally changed the item. Let's say, this is a discussion in the Mishnah, let's say I stole an animal, a pregnant animal, the animal had a baby. All these are discussions of the sugya called shinui kone or shinui eno kone. When you're something, there's a change. So does that halachically make it a different item, and therefore this isn't the item that you stole? So Mamela, you're kone this item, and you have to pay back money. It's as if the item disappeared. That's the sugya of shinui kone. So in that case, chayiv lahashiv dameha, you have to return money. Upatur bekach, and you're patur by giving back money. Af alpi shalonis ya'ashu avayel mimena. Even though the owner is there, and the owner is screaming, I want that back. I don't care that it changed. It doesn't matter. It's tough luck on the nigzal. If something halachically changed and it's in the world of shinui kone, so then the ganef is allowed to keep it and he has to pay back money. That also is a major sugya. What's the lumdis of shinui kone? The two different ways that Rabbi Chanan and other achronim express it is the words of the Gemara shinui kone. Does that really mean shinui is kone? We know there are a lot of kinyanim. I could pull something that's a Kenyan Mashicha. I could lift something, Kenyan Agbah. I could write a star, Kenyan star. I could give money to a woman, Kenyan Kesef. But that's Shinoi. I could even change it myself. I could do the Shinoi actively. So is that exactly what's Konet? Take the words literally? Or what many Achronim say, no. It says Shinoi Konet. You know what it really means? It means the second that you steal something, you have a Chiyuv to return it. You know what Shinoi does? It removes the Chiyuv Hashava. That's what Shinoi does. And Amelo, you could keep it. That's what Shinoi Konet means. Because what do you mean Shinoi is Konet? How could the fact that the item changed, how does that make it yours? The answer is no. All Shinoi does is to remove the Chiyuv Hashava. Once that's removed, Amelo, you could keep it. So that is a discussion. Again, we're not going to quote any of the sources, but that is a big discussion in the Achronim as well. And then the Chinuch goes into, Vezeo Shinoi HaPoter Meheshev Ezakzela Ba'en, what type of Shinoi is one that is significant? Right, if the animal just grows a little longer hair, that doesn't mean that's not so significant. It's got to be a serious Shinoi. Zeo Shinoi She'inu Yochol Lachzor Acher Kach Adav Liber Yaso. First of all, it has to be a permanent Shinoi. Kegon Agozel Eitzim Besarfan. You stole wood and you burned it. O Katat Me'em Ksasam, or you cut them. O Shechafer Patochen Chafiros, or you dug. V'chein Agozel Tzemer V'tzvo. You stole wool and you colored it. Oh, Gozel Mat Vivasa, you made a baggin. You stole some material, you made it into a baggin. Anything that you could is permanent and you cannot put back to what it was, that is a serious Shinoi. That's called Shinoi She'eno Chozer Liber Yaso, and that is one of the requirements of Shinoi in order for it to be Shinoi Kone. Then he adds on one more. Avala Gozel Luchos Eitz. Let's say I stole wood. Afal Pi Shebana Mehan Teva. Let's say I stole wood and I put it into a house or into a closet, but the wood is right there. I could take the nails out and give it back. So mita raisa, you got to take the wood out. You got to take it out because that's not shinui. You got to give it back. Shahari efshel lefarik osan vein chozos luchos kamo shahayu leficha chayav lahakzer osan be'en v'chein kol yotzei bazeh midar raisa. You got to give it back. There is. We'll skip for a minute. If you turn the page for a minute, there is in the last paragraph of the chinuch. There is a takana derabanan in certain circumstances. Look at the last paragraph. Din gazal kora ubna'a babira ma yehe aleha. If you stole a board and you built it into a house, what's the din? There's a takana derabanan. If you stole wood and you built a house with it, you do not have to return the wood, but you could just give back money. Why? That's called takanas hashavim, the takana for people to do tshuva. If you have to knock down your whole house in order to do tshuva, you're not going to do tshuva. So in certain circumstances, Chazal said, you know what? We'll waive the returning the item chiyuv, and we'll allow you to keep the item if it's going to cause you hefsid meruba, and just give back money. You're right, the nigzal loses, but that's for the betterment of society so that the person does tshuva. That's what the Gemara talks about, takanas hashavim. There is an interesting Gemara in Meseches Tainis. The Gemara says in Meseches Tainis on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph that the people of Nineveh, with Yonah, when they did tshuva, there's a diak from the psukim, they not only returned all their stolen items, they took the boards out of their houses. Meaning they didn't even want to rely on the Takana Drabanan. That's the tshuva that the Anshei Nineveh did. They didn't rely on the Takana Drabanan of Takana Sashavim. Okay, but that's the din daraisa. Daraisa, though, you would have to return it. Let's continue. Shorish HaMitzvah Yadua. The root of this mitzvah is obvious. We don't have to explain. Gezel is one of the more obvious mitzvahs. Dineha. Let's get into some of the halachas. He quotes an important halacha here. Kagon. Mashom Rabbo Sinu Zecharnam Levracha. What Chazal say in Sanhedrin? Kamati Egzelo Shiyishchayeva Gozel LaShiva. How much does the Gezel have to be worth in order for you to have a chiyuv to return it? Kol Gezel HaShava Pruta. It's got to be worth a pruta for this mitzvah to kick in. If it's worth less than a shava pruta, there is no chiyuv to return it. And if you stole a piece of lint from somebody, right? I don't know, for some reason. You stole some, I don't know, maybe even a feather. A feather, you ought to do, you know, it's Bikas Chametz night, and your kids didn't bring you home a feather, and you got to have a feather. So, you know, you don't have any feathers, so you know you go to your neighbor, and you take a feather. Right, you take one, you have no intention of returning. You get, I'm going to burn it with my chabbis tomorrow. So a feather's probably worth less than a penny. I don't know, maybe a feather's worth a penny. But let's say it's worth less than a pruta, whatever the case may be. So you don't have to return that. It's usur to take it. There's an isser of gezel, even less than a pruta, but there's no chiyuv hashava. Aval pachos mikan, afal pi she'avar al isser Torah, eino b'taras yishavon. You don't have to return it. As I'll talk more about when I get to the Isra of Losigzal. Why not? Why is there no chiyuv? If you took it, that means it's significant to you. Why is there no chiyuv to return something that's less than a pruta? The Chinuch says one reason, the Minchas Chinuch says another reason, and he says there are seven nafkaminas between the two reasons. Says, reason number one, what does the Chinuch say? Lefisha Yisrael b'nei Avram Yisuk v'Yaakov Nedivim b'nei Nedivim heim. Jews are very nice to each other. If it's such a little, tiny, minuscule amount, even the poorest Jew, mikivan shenigzal mimenu, mocheloso, vein chefso, acharav klal. There's automatic, implicit mechila. That's what the Chinuch says. If I steal a penny from you, if I steal a pruta from you, they're not the same, I'm just using that. If I steal a pruta from you, so then I have to return it because I want it back. If I stole dirt from you, I'm mochel, keep it. I don't want you to take it, but keep it. It's automatic mechila. That's what we halachically could assume. Meaning, it does have halachic significance, but we could assume the person is mochel. Says the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Dalid, I think there's a very different reason that you could suggest also, and some Rishonim do, and that is, halachically, it's not called mamon. The Chinuch says, halachically, it is called mamon, but there's implicit mechila. Says the Minchas Chinuch, no, maybe halachically it's not called money. It's not called halachically money. It's not called gezel. So Nirim, so he quotes that from the Magid Mishnah, he quotes from other Achronim. He says, you might say, a very different reason than the Chinuch says. He says the Chinuch says the reason based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, but you might say very different reasons. L'may nafkamina, what if the Nigzal is screaming, I want it back, I want it back? This is all in this paragraph in Oz Dalid. He quotes seven nafkaminas in the next two paragraphs. What if the guy's screaming that he wants it back? Right, look on the fifth skinny line. This is number two. Omid v'tzobeach deino mochel. So if it's based on mechila, you got to give it back. He's not mochel. Well, you see, it's automatic, that the automatic can override his screaming. But if it's not money, then you don't have to give it back, even if he's screaming. Or, b'gnevav ha'nignav eini yodea. What if the nignav does not know about it? So what do you mean? How can he say he's mochel if he doesn't know about it? But if it's automatic because if it does not have the status of money, then you still don't have to give it back. Right? Or, let's say I stole it and it was less than a pruta, but now it appreciated in value and now it's a pruta by the time I want to return it. So if you go by mechila, see, it was mochel, right, when I stole it. But if you go by money, so right now it is a shava pruta. And he quotes others, nafkaminas as well. What if I stole two chati prutas? Could they be mitztarif to each other? So if there's mechila, so then each one, he was mochel. But if you say it's, no, you go by what money you stole, it doesn't have halachic status of kesef, so now it does, because now you can be mitztarif it. Okay, other answers as well, but that's an important point related to pachos mishave pruta. Okay, let us continue turning over for a second. V'dini egzela, let's turn over the page. Let's skip. He talks about, let's do one other halacha. The next paragraph, v'dini yeyush v'shini rishus rabim. The halachas of yeyush and shini rishus are great. The entire 7th, 9th, and 10th perek of Baba Kama talk all about Geneva and Gzela and all the different halachas related. One of the big sugyas is Yeyush. Yeyush means I give up hope from ever getting it back. We paskin that Yeyush by itself does not work. If I stole something and then I hear or I know that the guy's going to give up on it, that doesn't mean I could keep it. Yeyush is not kona by itself. Yeyush works with something else. Yeyush works with something called Shini Rishus. Yeyush works with other halachic mechanisms. But Yeyush works with something else. There is, again, a big sugya. How does Yeyush work when it works? Generally, we paskin Yeyush kadi is lokani. But how does it work when it works? That's also a big sugya. Does Yeyush, is it a form of hefker? When somebody is misyayish, is it they're being mafkerit? Is it a unique type of hefker? The ksos and the nesivas both say in Simin, I'll give you the Simin, the ksos and Simin Tafhei and the nesivas and Simin Reish Samach Beis, they say all Yeish is a heter for the other person to take it. It doesn't leave your reshus. It's a heter for somebody else to take it. Other ways that the Achronim express Yeish, but that is also an important discussion in the world of Gezel. Turning over the page now, V'dine Gezela. Some of the halachas of Gzela. What if you stole something and the person you stole from moved away? How far do you have to go to return it? Like our Chazal say, the Mishnah says at the end of Baba Kama, if you steal a Sheva Pruta from somebody, you have to go even to Madai to return it. Why Madai? So they say b'shem the gra, that the gra connects us to another halacha. The halacha is, if I give a woman a dried fig or a prune, and it's worth less than a pruta, are we married? So the Gemara says, the Rambam says, Safik Mukudashis, Chayshin on Shem Hashem a pruta b'madai. Maybe in Madai. So again, you see, why is Madai always used? So the Gra says that Madai was a place that money wasn't really an issue. They had plenty of money. So the Mishnah is emphasizing that even if it's meaningless to the Nigzal, you still got to go return it to Madai, because Mitzidcha, you have stolen money with you. That's the emphasis of Madai. Klomer l'makom rachok. But Pashas just means a far place. Viter, go to the last paragraph. But Oheges b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zecharim and akevus, this always applies, men and women. V'yover olav, v'gazav olaheshiv, b'tel aseizu, if you steal something and you don't return it, you're mevatel the asei. Milvat alav sha'over b'shas gazela, besides the iser that you get, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. And look at this line of the chinuch. He doesn't say this by too many averis. V'oilo, l'misha b'yado l'sakina me'uvas, v'eino misakno teremoso. Woe to the person that could fix his chait, and he doesn't. Fix his chait before he dies. It's a very strong lashon that the chinuch has. Okay, just two or three other points before we conclude this mitzvah. Number one, there's an important discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Hay, where the Minchas Chinuch discusses what about stealing from a non-Jew. So most Rishonim Paskin, all Rishonim Paskin, the Gezel Goy is Usser. There is a question whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. Many Rishonim Paskin that stealing from a Goy is also an Issa D'Oraisa. The Minchas Chinuch, though, assumes that returning money to a Goy, you have to return the money because you stole it and it's not yours, but there's no mitzvah of a Heshev Esakzela. There's no mitzvah saseh, because after all, what does our psukim say? V'kichish ba'amiso. It talks about a fellow Jew. So yes, says the Minchas Chinuch, Fanira Pasha, the fifth to last skinny line in Osei. De be'emes eino makai mitzvah saseh de v'heshev. You don't fulfill a mitzvah daraisa, returning money to the guy, mikom akom, mal kapanim, eino shalom, but it's for sure not yours. De be'emes kono. You weren't kona it. V'kivin de eino shalom, mukhiv lahachzir. Kamo harbi lavid b'mamo, dinino latashlumin. Like many things, if you have something of your friends, you might have to return it, even though you didn't steal it. After leka asay, tashav al gabayi. Even though there's no mitzvah asay, you still have to return it because it is not yours. He says, that's clear to me. The last line of the paragraph, mikom makom, eino b'mitzvah asay, tashava kein nira borer. It appears to me clearly that there's no mitzvah asay when it comes to this mitzvah. What about the other way? What if a guy steals? This is stealing from a guy. Gazel is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch later on, in Os Yud, at the last paragraph of the Minchas Chinuch, he says there is also no mitzvah. Why? Because we learned earlier that for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, a guy is Chayev Misa. If he's Chayev Misa, Kin Le B'der Abba Minei. He's not going to be Chayev Mamon. And therefore there's no mitzvah zaseh when it comes to a Ben Noach. That is his idea. Then the Minchas Chinuch says, fascinatingly, in the middle of that paragraph, V'dayti l'kvoa kuntres miyucha l'var dini ben Noach. I want to write a separate sefer to go through all the halachas of a ben Noach. I don't think we have the sefer. I think the only sefer we have of the Minchas Chinuch is the Minchas Chinuch. But he had in mind, maybe he wrote it, we don't have it, maybe he didn't write it, he wanted to write a sefer related to all the halachas of a ben Noach. Just to mention what I didn't get to mention yesterday, and that is we finished Parshas Vayikra, the last two words of Vayikra are la'ashmava. You give your gezel back and you get kapara la'ashmava for the guilt that you did. There was an ancient minhag that's quoted in the Marva Shamesh, one of the Mefarshim in some of the Megros Gadolos, that at the end of Parshas Vayikra in the laning, I mentioned this in a Parshas Shir last year, the whole Kehila stood up and screamed out, Lo Kalash Shavas Mikol Amase Bayamashvi. Bayamashvi Mikol Amase, right, Bayamashvi. Lo Kalash Shavas, right, did I say it correctly? Lo Kalash Shavas Mikol Amase Bayamashvi. They screamed that out, right, what we say in Shabbos morning davening. So where does that minhag come from? So the last two words of the parsha, Ashmava, that's what it stands for. Lokel Asher Shavas Bekal Masa Bayom Ashvi. That's Rashi Tevis. And the reason they did that is because you can't end the parsha on a downer, right? You're not supposed to end the parsha. You always, like, if you have a bad quote unquote evil pasuk at the end, you always repeat the last pasuk, right? Shavas Agadol, we repeated the pasuk. Kini Anochi Shaleach Lachem. So the Yohanavi, right? The end of Eicha, you repeat the pasuk. Ashiveinu Hashem Elacha V'Nashuva. A couple of times a year, you repeat a pasuk at the end. So maybe here too, La Ashmava, you repeat Lokel Asher Shavas. But you say that because you don't want to end with the words La'ashmava. What's the connection between Shabbos and Hashavas Gezel? That's not for now, but feel free to listen to last year's Parshas Yer Parshas Vayikra. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, we finish Parshas Vayikra. Next time, we start Parshas Tzav, the 18 mitzvos in Parshas Tzav.